This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, and now it's the Mike Calter Show.
'8:16 on the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Don't forget, you want to go to see Conor McGregor in UFC 303. Go to BudLightUFC.com. Find a location near you. Get in there and scan your QR code, and you can be the winner. All expenses paid, round trip, airfare, hotel room, and you're going to the fight, all courtesy of our friends at Bud Light. Where is Spanish?
He's having problems. He's smelling burnt toast, and
he thinks he's having a stroke or something.
Yeah.
What do they say? The burnt toast is a seizure, stroke,
No, not a stroke. Heart attack.
No. Alexa, what does it mean when you smell burnt toast? Oh. Likely phantom toast. All right, Alexa, stop.
Oh, phantom toast?
Yeah, phantom toast.
Sounds delicious.
Or nasal polyps due to a stroke.
Ooh, I don't want to have a stroke.
You don't want to have nasal polyps.
Nasal polyps doesn't sound so bad, but stroke doesn't sound fun. If my face starts to droop, just let me know.
let's just droop away.
Oh, man, dude. Not cool.
it says it could be migraines, seizures, mood disorders.
I would love some toast.
Neurocognitive.
Dude.
What?
He said I would love some toast.
That would be great. I had a question, and maybe you or Carmen can help me out. Where is my Rays skateboard deck?
I didn't get one.
What?
Or the glasses. Either there were sunglasses and skateboard decks that went out.
Carmen, are they in the studio or what?
No.
Should have my name on it. No?
They are not. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Galvin.
I don't have a jersey. I don't have sunglasses. Yeah. I don't have a skateboard deck. All because you're a jerk.
It's Mike's fault for sure.
Now we all suffer.
I got a jersey at least.
Unbelievable. Oh, not anymore. I wouldn't expect another jersey.
Yeah. I know. I'm keeping that one though.
Stand by. Get to the bottom of this.
I bet Dizzy got a skateboard.
They're pretty cool looking.
Are you calling Raybert or what's their? Mascot?
Raymond.
Raybert.
It's a cat, right?
I like Raybert.
Oh.
Mike Oliver, you're live on the air.
How am I live on the air with your cell phone?
You listen. Why are you going to expose the technology to everybody? You just listen to me. I know I don't have one, but the rest of the staff was wondering where their Ray's skateboards are.
Give what?
I know there isn't one for me, but the rest of the staff was wondering if they got Ray's skateboards.
Well, I have two for the show.
For the show?
I mean...
What do you mean? How many did you get?
I got two.
Who did you take
for the station?
No.
So across the board, different people got different things on different stations. You guys have two. One came to the Mike Calter Show, and one came to Geo.
Hey, we're back, baby. We're back.
Looks like we're going to have a skate off.
I'm dropping them off tomorrow morning. They're pretty awesome looking.
I've seen them. They look great. So we got one specifically for us. Don't lie.
Yeah.
That didn't sound too confident.
And me.
No. I don't know how much more yes doesn't sound confident.
Did Dizzy get one?
Who did?
Did Dizzy get one?
Dizzy get one, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so if I got one for the show, I'm going to hang it here in the studio.
Yeah, that's what I was exactly going to suggest. They would look great hung up in there.
I have a helmet signed by a lot of skateboarders in here, Tony Hawk and a bunch of other.
I thought you were going to say Carlos Pena.
No, see, and I'll hang it right over there.
I do have something I got in. You need to get a frame, though. A Nikki Glaser autograph poster.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Where'd that come from?
There you go. HBO.
Very nice.
There you go.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see. They didn't want to give us a jersey, but they gave us a skateboard.
I don't think that's totally out of the box yet, but you know, I think that's still hanging in there.
What?
The jersey.
Oh no! I'll put it in a shredder if I get that out.
Oh my god!
It's too late. Too late now. All right. Well, I'm sorry, Galvin, that I ruined the jerseys for, but evidently a skateboard was on the block.
I'll take it.
All right, thanks, Mike Oliveira.
All right.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Michael.
You're in live if you're on your alpha.
Interesting.
So we're back now. We're back in good graces.
Geo certainly is.
Yeah, they like me.
Yeah. Geo and Dizzy seem to be their favorites.
Yeah. And Monica and John and Drew. And
Sam. You know. Danielle.
Yeah.
Ethan. By the way, that's where I initially saw it. Ethan was showing his
screen. Evan had his.
No, it's Ethan.
Open Mouth Sally had one.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, of course.
It's right in his mouth.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Raise up.
Maybe the Rays do like us, and they've been giving us stuff, and Mike Oliveira's just been hiding it.
That'd be
he'd be like, Cal don't want this. I'm just going to hide it.
I know they like me.
Clearly.
Yeah. That twist would be up there with when we thought that guy stole pot from your son and Joe gave it to him the whole time.
It was in the room.
Yeah.
Joe's got all the stuff at his house.
That's right.
Yeah. Joe, the other day, it's on eBay. I went out there the other day and I looked at my son's little pot den area and I just started laughing thinking about that whole thing. I don't know what was funnier, that the guest that we had on the show wanted to buy weed or that Joe acted like he didn't know anything about it until the last second
and sold it to him.
Oh, that pot.
Amazing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to check in with Galvin. He has a brand new open letter,
and now an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to Bad Names for Companies. Dear Bad Names for Companies, seriously, if you have a business and you want to be successful, you need a good name. You want something catchy or descriptive, like Burger King or Pelt Shoes or Stingray Chevrolet. You know what you're getting at those places. I even like pun names, like Lawn and Order for a landscaping place, or my idea for a chicken place named Famous Last Birds. But I just don't know what people are thinking. If you start a furniture store and you say, you know what? I think I'm just going to use my last name. Nobody said, I don't know. Maybe Badcock isn't the best name. Maybe you should go with Henry's Furniture. That has a nice ring to it. That's the guy's first name that created it. Henry. Nobody is mad at Henry's Furniture. Nope. Badcock it is. By the way, that's not the only terrible name for a furniture store. Have you seen Love Sack? Love Sack! I mean, am I the only one that immediately thinks of a guy's balls when I hear that? Nothing I like better after a long, hard day of work than coming home and relaxing by laying my weary head down on some nice, comfy testicles. Love Sack! I was driving the other day and I saw a delivery truck that said Bimbo Bakery. I actually did some research on this one. They blended the names Bingo and Bambi to get their name because the name's innocent childlike association fits their image. So that means they could have gone with Binga or Bambo or Bimbi, but instead they chose Bimbo. Actually, I found out Bimbo wasn't their first choice. Their first choice for the name was Stupid Women Bakery. They decided not to go with that. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to bad names for companies.
I got one for you.
What you got?
It's not a bad name. It's unfortunate.
Yeah?
Frank Gay Plumbing. This truck is just Gay Plumbing, and I have a
it easily could be Frank's Plumbing, though.
I know, but I have a relative whose first name is Gay.
Yeah,
and that's unfortunate now.
Guy or lady?
Lady.
Yeah, I know a lady. My mother-in-law's best friend is
I know a guy named Gay.
Gay.
Yeah, and it's just it's just unfortunate. Like, poor Frank Gay is probably a great plumber and a wonderful guy. But when you look at his truck, you just see Gay Plumbing, and it's got a bunch of pipes, and you're like, mm-hmm.
Lay in the pipe.
Yeah. Yeah. We
know. Unless Frank is gay, and then he's got, hey, Frank is Gay Plumbing. Right. I don't
gay
know
pipes.
About that.
Right.
Yeah.
Dick's Sporting Goods, very successful.
Yeah. Weird. Yeah. But I think they might have used that. They might have go, hey, this is going to work for us. Get it at Dick's.
Right.
I am very aware that there is a pool cleaning company called Caltas. Please stop sending me pictures.
What did I send you? Did I send it to you the other day?
You sent it to me, but I am still getting it from a lot of people.
I sent it to you because I said I thought I knew all the Celt companies.
Right.
Because, you know, obviously your stepmom has the lawyer business and stuff, and then the gym and the different thing.
Lawyer business.
I know, Carter, that's what it's called. Lawyer business. We do business.
You got that little lawyer thing going on. Yeah. It's interesting because my sister-in-law is a big real estate agent. My stepmother is a big lawyer. And if you travel between, Port Richey and Trinity and you just drive down the street, you see billboards for all the women in my daughter's family. you go, my aunt's here, my grandmother's here, they're all over the place. Yeah. There's a count of pool cleaners, and no, I don't. And one, they don't clean my pool, and no, I don't know them. A lot of people
definitely don't know the guys from the gym.
I do know them, but I don't. Wait a second.
Griddles.
Yeah, more count is here than there were in New York, I think. You know, not related.
It's wild.
Yeah, and
John Brennan texted me the other day. He goes, I was watching a documentary history thing, whatever, about different stuff, and they had Motorola, and he goes, Robert Galvin? Yeah. No relation.
Sure. Sure. No one believes you, Galvin. I keep waiting for one of those documentaries to come out about like aliens or the government or something, and they show something in the background, and you're like, is that Big Jim Galvin?
Maybe.
I think you're going to find out the hard way, too.
Yeah. I know stuff.
Not the hard way. I'm just saying you'd be surprised.
My dad has a lot of files that you don't need to keep.
A lot
of stuff that you don't need to keep. I told him, he's been retired for I don't know how long. I go, hey, I don't think they're calling you back. You can get rid of those now.
I did this thing in the garage, and it worked, and I'm did it in my office now. It's been like a year in my office. The junk's just piling up. I want to go in there and just throw everything out. Yeah. I'm so worried that I'm going to throw out something important, though.
Yeah.
I won't. I probably won't, Carmen. I'm going to need junk jockey soon.
Yeah.
Because we got rid of that playhouse that was outside, and there's just a bunch of junk over there, and it needs to get thrown out. I want to make, like, piles for the junk jockeys to come and clean out, because I got to get it done before the graduation.
I can just make the call. They'll be here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can we get this out on the record right now? I'm having a graduation party for my son.
Okay.
You're all going to be invited.
Really?
Don't feel like you have to come.
No, but what if we want to come?
Not you. I knew you'd come. Oh. I'm talking about like Galvin and Gio. Gio's got his own kid. Galvin doesn't like to do stuff. I'm just saying. I don't want you to feel
That's
forced.
That's a big moment.
I'll send a present.
Yeah. You don't even have to do that. You know, I'm just saying. You're more than welcome.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I'm hoping to get another photo like the one that I took with him when he was 7 or 8 and he's up to my waist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's towers
just
over
like,
me.
Just like that one, he'll be taller than you in this one, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I voted to not invite you guys to the party. For the simple reason that I didn't want you to feel like you'd have to come. Like, it's going to be my family and his friends, and was like, well, you guys don't want to come.
Wait.
By the way, before you even say it, Carmen, I understand that, and I wouldn't. These ones want to come, though. They're like,
So here's the thing. My wife's exact words were, well, Joey grew up with Spanish and Joe. He's like friends with them, and I go, okay, but you don't just invite Spanish and Joe. That would be rude not to invite everybody, and I feel like which I'm happy to invite everybody, I just feel like I don't want them to feel like they're forced to go.
Okay. Well, I would love to go.
I just kind of wanted to point out, though, weren't you mad at a specific person for not inviting you to their birthday party, even though they knew you weren't going to show up?
Yeah. That's me. Doing. If it was Dizzy's nephew's birthday, I wouldn't want to go to that.
But I'm just saying, it's the same thing.
It's not the same. It's not even close.
No.
It's the exact texting.
By the way, also, he's inviting us.
Right.
Yeah.
I get it, but I'm inviting
you and giving you an out.
He's only inviting. No, I was going to say, he's only inviting us is because his wife is making him.
No.
He said he wasn't going to invite us.
Right. And my wife didn't overrule that. I just thought it would be.
He didn't want it to be an obligation.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I don't want you to have to go, Saturday, we got to go to his kid's graduation now. Yeah. We wanted to go do our own thing. You know, it's your weekends and stuff. You spend enough time here.
Got to go back to Mike's house.
I spend no time there.
Listen, you're welcome to come. There'll be food and drinks and have a great time, and that's it.
I'll be here.
Freeloaders will be here for sure.
For sure, 100%.
There'll be plastic bags. Take food to go.
Yeah. I'll bring my own Tupperware this time, Michael.
You don't understand how every time we have a party like that, I go, don't throw that out. We'll just give it to Spanish and Joe.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Michael. Yeah. Seriously.
After they raid your son's closet for all his leftover clothes.
Yeah. You don't understand. You guys getting stuff from my son's closet and emptying that, it does more for us than it does for you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
When Joey moves out, these guys are going to just raid through everything.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
He doesn't have anything I could fit into anymore, Michael.
Yeah,
I know.
Those days are gone.
There's probably some dog jerseys or something.
Yeah.
You guys want to go through my office and see if there's anything there?
Yeah, I go through your office.
Oh, Joe already has, I'm sure. All the stuff on eBay.
Joe, I'm surprised you're able to open the dog crates doors.
Oh, yeah, no.
There's so much crap in there.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I love going in there and greeting the dogs. Good morning, ladies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you like to go outside?
Oh, the dogs are wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said to my wife last night, she was, I say it all the time, but last night she was talking to Hazel. Hazel doesn't bark. She just goes, rrr, and they were having a conversation. The dog would go, rrr, and Amanda would go, what is wrong? What are you trying to say? And the dog would go, rrr, get louder. And I just went, we're never getting dogs. We're never going to have a dog. We got two dogs, a tortoise, a cat, two rotten kids. I mean, this house is... Yep. I wouldn't say that we won't end up with another dog someday. Mm. I think three is too much, but I wouldn't say that won't happen.
I can tell you three is not too much. It's a blast.
You have three dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I only know the two.
Yeah. No, there was the other black one that was there. I saw it,
Sophie.
But it wasn't as you know, personable. Didn't want to come around.
Oh, yeah. The black dog feels unwelcome.
No, the black dog does not feel
unwelcome. Black?
Yeah.
In Joe's house?
Yeah.
Rough.
Very welcome.
I didn't even notice a third dog.
Yeah, they're a blast.
Well, Sophie's a lot older, so she moves slow. Okay. Not like Jenkins and Stella.
The mother-in-law.
Yeah.
There's only been two times the entire time I've been walking dogs at the Humane Society where I called my wife and I said, what do you think about three dogs?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, we have Mabel, Hazel, and we almost had Aretha.
Oh.
Aretha would have been good.
Yeah.
Who is Aretha? Was there a dog picked out, or you just had the name picked out?
No, there was a black golden doodle that my wife liked. And I said, oh, man, let's start thinking of a name. She goes, oh, it's Aretha. And I went, all right, let's get her. And then we didn't get her. Mm. Somebody else got her.
Oh, sorry. So, okay.
There'll be a rescue one day that comes across Amanda's platforms, and she's going to see it, and there'll be no turning
game
back.
Game over.
Because the reason we have Mabel is because Amanda met a... different golden doodle, and that's what she was like, we have to get one of those. And we rescued France from an apartment.
You really
was her
did.
Name France
yeah
that's
because
not a good name.
Mabel is in the apartment kitchen fenced in, and it was barking because we were strangers, and the woman that owned it kept going, France, shut up, France. And I went, oh, France, you gotta go.
Yeah. Rescued.
We're rescued. They gotta get you out of here. Then they tried to negotiate, not money-wise, but she was like, well, my husband's on his way home. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't need to meet him.
Right.
I'm here. I got the money. Give me the dog. Let's get going. What's going on over here? And she's like, well, I think he's going to be mad. I go, again, I don't care. I don't live with him. I just drove all the way to Ocala. Give him my goddamn dog. And that's how it goes. I saw, when I went to Bread Bandits the other day, I got out of the car and I saw another car parked with a dog in the window, and I went, here's my chance to break the window.
Yeah.
I'm going to go smash it. And it was a cute little dog. I don't know what it was, but a cute little dog, and it had its head up like this, and I could just see its little whiskers blowing in the wind. I'm like, oh, there you see. I mean, it was, his whole face was blowing in the air conditioning. I think the dog was
just fine. If you're going to leave your AC on and leave the dog in there, you got to put up a sign because people are dying to break windows.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, I think that's very acceptable if you are running into Bread Bandits to pick up some bread and leave. But if you're going there to sit down and have breakfast, I don't like that.
Oh, no.
That's too much.
Yeah, I think anything over 20 seconds is too much.
Yeah. If you're just running in to grab something from the store and running out, that's fine. But if you're going to go there and sit down and have some coffee and, yeah. you know, then the poor dog's like, what about me?
Right.
What did I do?
Have you seen the videos of the dogs that they take them out on boats and they just dunk their heads in the water while the boat's moving?
No. Yeah, like along the side?
No, like fully.
Really?
Yeah, their head is fully in the water and they'll pick it up to breathe and then they just dunk it right back
hilarious.
In. Yeah.
There's some dogs that are crazy. Like they'll stand out there and wait for a fish to come by and just go boom and grab the fish.
Really?
Yeah, but then also I saw a golden retriever that would go down and swim like 8 feet down and get rocks and come back up and be like,
really?
Yeah, like swim down, hold its breath, swim down there and grab a rock, which is crazy.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Thank God for a family that was never a pet family and never a dog family. I'm very happy with my dog.
Yeah, that third dog's probably going to show up after Joey leaves. Oh, an empty nest syndrome going on.
A little bit of room.
You know? How long do I have to keep that kid's room?
As soon as he's gone.
Yeah. Just, right?
What are you turning it into? Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm thinking about having like a gift packing room.
Nice.
With all the gifts you don't give?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think I'd be better at giving them if I had a place to sit down and wrap them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm just kidding. When I was a kid, I went by Aaron Spelling's house, and they said he had a room for just gift wrapping. And I thought, that's pretty interesting.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Well, when Joe kicks Spanish off of Whore Island, he's going to have a place to live.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
No, it's not. I could never live with you.
Why?
Because after the first 3 days of the week, I'm like, then by Thursday, I'm like, I just hate his face. Then Friday, I'm like, I'm going to kill him if I see him again. And then we go into the weekend, and Monday, I'm happy to see you again.
Yeah, but wait, same for me, Michael.
Wait a second. Why would you hate me?
You know, it's just your face.
My face. I mean, I don't have to like hang out with you all the time.
If you're in this house, you would.
Nah, I keep to myself. I keep to myself, even though Joe and I live together.
He's meditating in the living room and stuff.
I do. I would.
The last thing you want to hear is first thing in the morning, you will wake up and come into the kitchen. Hello, Michael.
Yeah. He's putting honey in his coffee. Yeah.
It's a beautiful day today.
Yeah. I am very jolly in the morning. I will say that.
I walk down the stairs. Each step, I grunt.
And fall down the last three.
No, I'm pretty agile these days. I get down to the bottom and then I'm just like, turn the corner, walk in here. And then I come in here and I'm a ray of light.
Yeah.
But it takes me a couple of seconds to kind of get it going.
That's all right. You know, me and Joe don't usually speak to each other in the morning until we get here.
That's true. That's right.
What do you say?
Nothing.
We just listen to music. I'll put on music.
We don't speak to each other. What do you say?
I mean, like, what do you do is what I meant. Yeah.
We get in the car. I throw on the playlist and we just kind of drink our coffee and come over here. We might say something to each other in the kitchen before we get in the car, but usually.
Every now and then, it's after a long silence. How was your weekend?
Oh, dude, he gets me with that. Everyone's going to scare the hell out of me while I'm driving.
Pete and I used to do the same thing when we lived together and worked together. We'd just get up in the morning and it was a lot of.
Yeah.
A lot of grunting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we only had a minute and 20 second ride to work.
So
it didn't really matter.
Yeah. We can usually, especially at this point, we can tell what kind of mood the other one is in. So, like, if I know Joe's in a rather perky mood, I'll throw him, hey, good morning. He's like, hey, good morning. Otherwise, we don't say a word.
Any hands on your thighs anymore?
No. The one time
mistake. That's after the show.
Remember, drunk, he got handsy?
Yeah, it's a one-time mistake.
I saw you were sugar pants.
I really did.
That was the best face ever when I moved your hand gingerly away and you went, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were my girlfriend.
Now, if you come to the party, are you going to bring sugar pants?
Yeah. I mean,
not like the whole family, right?
Dogs and everything.
The whole fam.
No, not everybody.
Joe plus four.
No.
I think Joey will be happy if Spanish and Pap are there and Chad.
Yeah.
That's really the only three people I think he can.
No, I'll send Chad.
Oh. Yeah. No, I mean, I'd want to see Carmen. I want to see Galvin. I want to see Gio and all these. But I'm saying, I think he'd most look forward to. Mm-hmm. The two that are his height, or were his height,
now he's
he was a kid, and Chad.
Yeah.
So bring a couple of dupes as a graduation gift.
Wait, what?
I don't want him smoking your skunk weed.
All right.
Oh my gosh, Nickel Fritz.
What?
A couple of dupes. you probably have those Quaaludes too.
Yeah. 714s.
Jeez, man.
Maybe let him wear your weed hat for the day.
Yeah. Ooh, get him his own.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah, Joe's weed hat is also his puke hat.
No, it's not. That's a different hat.
That's a puke hat.
I'm so glad that he's not into all of that stuff that comes along with the weed, like the Grateful Dead or Bob Marley that kind of stuff. He still does his own thing.
Yeah, but that's completely different now. You know what I mean? Like that was the stereotypical stoner back in the day. Now it's like, you know, the lady that works at the you know, the secretary is a stoner. And you're like, I don't know.
My parents knew I was a stoner when I was going to college. They didn't really accept it before then, but when they were helping me like pick stuff out, posters and stuff for my room, we went to Spencer's and I got a lava lamp and trippy poster.
Who goes to Spencer's with their mom to pick out posters for their dorm room?
I got a cool mom.
Whatever. That is one of the fun parts about going to college is decorating that room.
Yeah. And when your parents come up and fill your fridge with groceries, that was always awesome.
Did not have that.
I didn't have that either.
Yeah, I was lucky. Sounds nice. I was fortunate.
Mm. All right.
Man.
I'm telling you, we got a weekend Tallahassee trip coming up.
Please, I would love it.
I'm so in.
Yeah.
We'll all pile in the Sprinter and go up there.
Rough shot, Todd, gonna come?
Oh, dude.
Which, by the way, happy birthday, Todd.
Todd's birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you know that?
We're friends on Facebook.
Aw, that's lovely.
Gio's getting him a cruise for his birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Rough shot, Todd.
Not on ours, different cruise.
Oh. He's 50 today.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
That is a rough shot.
Yeah.
Oof. I saw the conversation you and Todd had on Facebook yesterday. When I put the thing up for the cruise,
I didn't see you tag
Todd in, and I just wrote, nope. He's banned. Film is banned from the cruise.
He can't wait to go again next
year.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. Him and Dizzy's cousin.
Have you thought about who you'd be bringing next year?
No. Mm. Not at all.
Are you going to go solo? Maybe your wife?
I was going to say, God forbid you bring your wife.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't want to go on the cruise.
My wife would love to go.
My wife loves it.
So bring your wife.
Usually, like the time, reason she didn't go this past time because there were soccer tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Like usually my daughter's soccer is very busy at that time of year. That's why she didn't go.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know next year how my wife's going to feel, whether or not she wants to go, but she didn't really want to go last year.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with her going.
Bobby's going this year, so maybe. Mm.
Bobby's going this year. Who knows if we're going to announce anybody else?
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the dudes. Wow.
Yeah.
The
hello.
Dude.
That
cruise.
Mixed with the toast.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you're having problems.
Let me see your face. Droop. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
Oh, droop along. All right. Well, if you're interested in going on the cruise, you can get all the details at theboneonline.com, I assume. I'm just assuming. Do you think they changed April Macy's joints?
I don't think so.
No way.
You didn't check?
Okay, no.
Let me see. You got the bone bonus up there. You got second one right there. Celtic Cruise.
Okay.
Got all the information. Stingray right. Chevrolet presents Celtic Cruise 18. It's got the UFC with Budweiser, all that stuff. It's got some. Wait, what is that? We got a giving away tickets to a soccer game or something.
Oh.
Win tickets Copa America game in Orlando.
Oh.
Mm. Who's going to that?
I don't even know if Copa America is soccer. I think it is. Yeah, soccer.
April Macy joins the Mike Calta Show.
Oh, we did it, everybody.
Yeah, and when you scroll down under latest Mike Calta Bone TV videos, Gronk is up there.
Where?
Well, Gronk's been up there.
Oh.
That wasn't the problem.
Sorry.
Getting stuff done. No, Gronk wasn't there.
No, right? He wasn't.
He wasn't there. He was in the other thing.
Yeah,
but
in
now
your
he's,
face,
yeah,
right there.
No, it was.
No. Oh,
yeah, it was. I looked at it yesterday.
I have a screenshot of it right here.
We looked at it yesterday. It was not there. What are you talking about? Which part?
Click on Bone TV.
If you go to Bone TV, it was the very first video, and now it's the second one. Because yesterday, John put up whose tweet. Oh. As the video, yeah. But Gronk was
why would you put up that of all things?
Oh Jesus!
Take it down immediately.
Take it down.
There's no policing you.
Let it burn. And I'm on your page specifically on theboneonline.com,
which the show page for me hasn't been working. It's working today, but it's been like a 404.
Really?
Mm.
But it's working today. But yesterday it was a 404.
Give the old 404.
Give him the 404.
I don't know. Yeah.
Did you see my new Stingray Chevrolet truck? Or my Tahoe? No.
What you got? Oh, Tahoe?
I went to Tahoe.
All right.
Nice.
Tahoe's a great car.
I like it. I like it a lot.
John Brennan just texted me and he said, I fixed it all yesterday. And then he put, by 10.
Okay. All right.
Shots fired, Joe. Shots fired. Joe, do you ever have anxiety about your job?
No.
Clearly.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Somebody the other day, where was it? On Twitter wrote something about Joe, and I want to see what is it.
Spanish, do you have anxiety about your job?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially with recent events and all that. Yeah.
Not so recent anymore.
Jason wrote, Galvin, why are we surprised that Joe is doing less than part-time work? He never did part-time work when he was full-time. And I just wrote back, who is this Wii U speaking?
All right.
I worry about you, Joe.
No, don't worry, Michael.
Okay.
I can't imagine not being anxious about work.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah.
You're anxious?
I'm never anxious about work.
What are you anxious about? You're over anxious.
Probably.
Yeah, you're anxious about everything.
If you set up an interview and the interview falls short, like Ryan Jensen was supposed to come in the studio.
Oh, yeah, that still stresses me out.
Yeah, that's not your fault. That's them.
2 months ago.
That's them. I don't even think twice about that. What are you supposed to do, go pick them up?
Yeah. I don't know why. It'll bug me forever.
How about this to fix that? I just found out Rashad White lives around the corner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's go get him over here.
All right.
You want me to go knock on his door?
Go knock on his door. Be like, get the golf cart. We're taking you over the studio.
Come on, knock on my door.
I didn't know he lived over here.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know who wrote that? Come and knock on my door. Three's Company.
Barry Manilow.
No.
Let me guess. Quincy Jones.
No.
Mr. Furley.
I just found this out the other day.
Marvin Berry.
B.J. Thomas.
Nope.
Gloria Loring. I don't know who.
Well, I don't know whether he wrote it, but it said he worked on it. Ray Charles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that wild?
I bet he'd sing it a lot different.
All right.
They don't make good theme songs anymore.
No.
No, they don't even have theme songs. They go right into the show.
Yeah, or they'll use like
songs that are out.
Like an artist.
Yeah. Yeah. But Cheers. They had the cold open and then the song, then you went into it. Now, like, Seinfeld just got, and then the show would start.
Which they did not want to have that. Like, Jerry wanted that. Jonathan Wolf, I think, is the guy who created that. And because they did an interview with that guy, and he was like, they were like, no, that's not. And Jerry's like, no, I like that. I like,
oh, really?
You know, it's so identifiable with it and stuff. But it's just a weird, you know, synth bass, you know, weird thing, whatever, but works.
I don't know. I watch so much of that show now that it's so perfect to me.
One of the greatest theme songs for a television show, which is so identifiable with the show, was not going to be the theme song. The guy who created and did all this stuff said, they were like, we don't like the theme song. And he goes, yeah, no, it's just a placeholder. He goes, the whole time I knew it was going to be the theme song. Cops.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were like, you can't use that as the theme song. And he goes, yeah, no, it's just a placeholder. Yeah. He's like, that's totally the theme song. Totally. I'm not changing it. Yeah.
All right, let us take a break. If you would like to get through and be on the show, you can do that. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
Yes? No, so the fact that you brought up Ryan Jensen now, I've got anxiety.
He's got to go check his blood pressure.
Ryan Jensen should be at work.
Yeah.
Tristan Wirfs is not showing up, right?
No.
Did you see the size of that baby?
Yes. Oh. And it's only like 2 weeks old.
Dude, he's got a baby that's like 10 days old, and it's like holding a 5-year-old.
He's like, is this normal?
His wife's privates must be blown out.
Oh.
Blown out.
What is wrong with you?
Very nice lady.
Carmen, what's wrong with me? Common sense. If you try to put a...
That's not how that works.
Oh, I don't think you know how it works.
Yeah, I don't think you know how it works.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you have a pinhole, and you're trying to push a rubber tire through it, what happens to the pinhole?
Yeah, it depends on what material the pinhole is made out of.
You have any elastic socks that are blown out?
Mm. Yeah.
Put them around your fat calves and then all of a sudden they don't... Man. No, I meant...
Your fat calves?
I meant general fat calves.
Carmen has fat calves.
Then all of a sudden they lose elasticity?
Carmen, you want me to slap him in the face?
Go for it. Just Calvin. Right.
Keep Carmen's name out of your mouth. Yeah.
I don't think you know how it works.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
I think you're just afraid.
She has it.
You have one?
She's got one.
You've got a large baby?
Calvin's face.
Chad.
When she said she has it.
Shut up. You can Carmen just defend him, blown out privates everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Let's take a break now.
Please.
It's the Mike Calton Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Calto Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorneys.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.